The State Board of Game voted late Friday to eliminate the buffer zone on state land along the eastern boundary of Denali National Park. The buffer has been in place to prevent hunting and trapping of wolves that range outside park protection. The board also placed a moratorium on any new proposals on buffer zones there for 6 years. The decision stunned Alaskans who favor protection of the wolves and was a big disappointment to Denali Park officials. Chris Pfister is a park spokeswoman. She says NPS for the first time submitted their own proposal seeking an expansion of the buffer zone.
Because of data that we presented to the Board of Game indicating that so many more wolves have been taken over there within recent years. And by not increasing the buffer, there would be significant impacts to the wolf population. And by completely removing the buffer, we expect those impacts to be even higher.
Pfister says the wolves are important to both Alaskan and out-of-state visitors who want an opportunity to see wolves in the wild, but rarely are afforded that chance anywhere else but Denali National Park.
By completely removing the wolf buffer, this increases the likelihood of more wolves being killed legally outside of the park from the two most visible packs within the park. And this makes it less likely that visitors will see a wolf. And those visitors include not only folks from out of state, but also people within the state. It makes it less likely visitors will see a wolf within Alaska while they're here.
Denali Wolf Protection Advocate Rick Steiner says beyond the 400,000 visitors to Denali Park who wish to view wolves, the scientific value of the Denali wolves is immense. Steiner says they are the longest studied wolves anywhere in the world.
Adolf Murie in the 30s and 40s, and then Gordon Haber starting in the 60s up until his death last October, and the Park Service itself. You know, these are very, very intensively studied wolf populations, so they have scientific value to study.
Steiner says the written testimony at the board's meeting was overwhelmingly in support of retaining or expanding the protection area. Steiner says he went through the official written comment booklet at the meeting, and 156 comments supported expanding the buffer zone, and 3 proposed eliminating it.
It's not a popularity contest. It's not how many proposals come in on a certain issue. It's the range of things that can be considered that they discuss, and then they make a choice.
Kathy Harms is a Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman. She says while some board members thought it was wrong to prevent hunting and trapping on any state lands, others on the board felt it wouldn't be a problem to leave the buffer in place. Only 3 or 4 trappers work the area.
The pendulum go in a variety of directions depending on the politics of the times, who's on the board, what proposals are brought before them. So a few years ago, the closed zone was made larger. This time, it was eliminated. Next time, I'm not going to predict.
Denali Park's Chris Pfister says their only recourse now is to request an emergency closure if they find too many wolves are being taken.